And you know, just as there are trends in language, there are fashions in attitude and the way we act towards each other. Right now, for instance, it seems fashionable to be tense and edgy and even a little bit confrontational. Well, this week in the Stiff File, commentator Howard Stiffel looks at supermarket fistfights, on-ramp showdowns, and hot tempers in general and wonders, is it stress, high expectations, or just bad manners?
It's become clear that to interact with other people in American society today, one must risk facing rudeness and raw anger. To find out why, I visited social psychologist Brenda Haddett.
How am I supposed to know? Do I look like some kind of oracle to you?
No.
So? I don't have any special pass key to anyone's brain, Toots.
I came over here today because I thought you could add something to my story, okay? Thank you for wasting my time.
I can add this. And give one to Dale What's-His-Face, too.
Yeah, well, same to you, and thanks for nothing.
Well, it's more than you deserve, pal.
Psychologist Brenda Haddett. Frustrated, I called syndicated manners columnist Don Farley.
You leech. You've got a lot of nerve. You're asking for the very thing I sell to newspapers every day. I give it to you for free.
It's good publicity, you numbskull.
Do I need publicity from you? I don't think so. I'm in 800 papers, skiffle. So being on some dinky little public radio station, big deal.
Aren't you concerned about why people are so angry?
I know why. That's my job. You figure it out.
Finally, in desperation, I visited the one person in my phone file who would make time for me without bitterness or reproach. My mom.
What can I tell you, Howard? People are nasty pains in the behind.
But, Mom, you taught me to respect everyone and be polite.
Did I? I taught you that.
You did. You and Dad.
It must have been something Dr. Spock told us to do.
You did it because some doctor said so? You lectured me on how I was going to have a tough life if I didn't learn to be patient and polite and remember to use the magic words. And now I'm grown up, Mom, and everyone's cranky and nobody respects me and they're all doing better than I am. And how am I supposed to feel? Mom, you're not even listening.
Well, look, honey. Rosie is having Kathy Lee as a guest and they're going to eat cheesecake together. She's been talking about it for weeks.
But you didn't pay attention to me when I was in the same room.
I know, Howard, but it's hard to do two things at once. Go do your story and call me tonight. Tell me when you found out. Go on! The best I can do for you now. And your little dog, too.
And so, the manners crisis remains a mystery. Is it stress? Is it time, overwork, materialism? Is it media? Is it too many questions? It might be any one of these things, or all of them, or none of them. It might be the shifting sands of change and the feeling that nothing is solid or reliable anymore. Not a job, a home, a family, not even a simple report like this can ever be certain or conclusive. And that can lead to anger, a lot of anger. And out of that anger comes something that is none of your darn business. I'm Howard Stiffel.
Why don't you mind your own?